This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. The late U.S. Senator and war hero John McCain is lying in state here in Washington in a fitting location, AP's Sagar Magani reporting.
On his final trip to the Capitol, Congress's top two Republicans say it's fitting McCain is lying in the rotunda.
Under this mighty dome, like other American heroes before him.
On a day like this, John would usually be bounding this way or that way, right through here, visitors turning to each other, asking if that's who they think it is.
Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan were among the speakers as McCain was remembered at a service under the Capitol Dome, with his 106-year-old mother among those listening, and Americans lined up for blocks outside waiting to see his body. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Trump notified Congress he plans to sign a trade agreement with Mexico within 90 days after talks ended earlier in the day with Canada without an immediate deal to update the North American Free Trade Agreement. Talks were overshadowed by reports Mr. Trump had boasted any deal with Canada would be totally on U.S. terms and the U.S. would no longer be taken advantage of.
China's ripping us off. Japan's ripping us off. Mexico's ripping us off. Canada's ripping us off. The whole world is ripping us off. There's nobody that's not ripping us off.
Mr. Trump has rejected other multinational deals such as the Paris Climate Agreement and the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Uganda's chief prosecutor has instructed police to investigate allegations of police torture against entertainer-turned-lawmaker Bobby Wine. He was allowed to leave a government hospital after police rearrested him and another allegedly tortured lawmaker at Entebbe International Airport. Both men had planned to go abroad for medical treatment. This is VOA News. U.S. is stopping its funding of the United Nations Agency for Palestinian Refugees. That story now from AP's Mike Gracio.
The Trump administration is ending decades of United States funding for the United Nations agency that helps Palestinian refugees. In a written statement, the State Department announced Friday that the U.S. will no longer commit further funding to this irredeemably flawed operation. The decision cuts nearly $300 million of planned support, and it came a week after the U.S. slashed bilateral aid for projects on the West Bank and Gaza. The U.N. agency provides health care, education, and social services to Palestinians in the West Bank, Gaza Strip, Jordan, Syria, and Lebanon. Mike Gracia, Washington.
UN Refugee Agency warning asylum seekers and migrants who have come ashore on the Greek islands are living in conditions unfit for human habitation. UNHCR spokesman Charlie Laxley says VOA these conditions are having a devastating impact on people's well-being.
We are seeing increasing numbers of people, including children, presenting with mental health problems. We're seeing rising levels of sexual assaults because there is insufficient security in place in the sanitary facilities as well.
UNHCR urging the Greek government to speed up the process of transferring these individuals to the mainland so they can receive proper care. United States rallying India to tackle pressing security issues as U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is about to embark on his first trip to New Delhi as the top U.S. diplomat. Halting Indian oil imports from Iran and reducing the South Asian country's reliance on Russian arms are said to be high on the agenda. The funeral for soul superstar Aretha Franklin was held in Detroit, Michigan, Friday, where on August 16th she died from complications of pancreatic cancer. Among the many people paying tribute to the Queen of Soul was former U.S. President Bill Clinton.
We started out not as a president, a first lady, a senator, a secretary of state. We started out as like Aretha groupies or something.
Singer Gladys Knight also spoke, saying besides being a phenomenal singer, Aretha Franklin stood up for what was right.
We all should be about trying to make it better, whether it's the world, whether it's a person, you know, those kinds of things. And that's who she was. I mean, and I wish that people could pick that up from her.
Franklin's casket rode in a white hearse that carried the body of her father in 1991 and civil rights leader Rosa Parks in 2005. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.